This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Even with insurance, storm-related expenses can pile up fast. Rowlett resident Lindsay Diaz knows that firsthand. The duplex she owned was blown apart on December 26th. Now she's trying to juggle a full-time job, a new baby, and the challenge of rebuilding her house and her life. One big problem for her? Underinsurance. Even a month after moving in, Lindsay Diaz isn't completely settled at a rental house in Forney. There are still boxes in the kitchen, some random furniture on the porch. 8-month-old Adian doesn't seem to mind. He leaps happily in a donated bouncy chair, while Mom looks on with a grin. She still can't believe how close they came to disaster. Diaz, her boyfriend, and the baby were all home in Rowlett the night of the storm. When the weather reports turned serious, her boyfriend took her and Adian into the bathtub.
All of a sudden he said, "Here it comes." And then soon enough, 10 seconds later, it came roaring through the house.
Diaz felt the tub lift off the ground and slam back down. For a moment, she thought she might get swept away.
But I remembered thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Am I going to be able to hold the baby? Is the tornado going to take him from me? Is this going to hurt?
When the storm finally passed, Diaz saw what so many North Texans did the night of December 26th. A wrecked house full of broken furniture, with holes in the walls and part of the roof peeled off. She was stunned, and she stayed that way.
After the tornado hit, I didn't fully comprehend. It didn't fully hit me until probably a couple weeks later, and I just broke down.
Now that she's had time to get used to her new reality, she's not numb anymore. She's worried about money.
I mean, that's all I think about. I don't have a big savings account. I actually had to get into that while being out of my home.
Diaz owned her side of the duplex and has homeowner's insurance. It looks like her reimbursement check won't quite cover the repairs she'll need to make.
What should I do with the money that I get from the insurance? Should I pay the mortgage? Should I use the rest of the money to repair, which is not going to be enough? I'm homeless. I don't have a home, and I need to figure out what I'm going to do to get it back.
Insurance troubles are common after disaster strikes. According to the research firm CoreLogic, 60% of American homeowners are underinsured by an average of 17%. That means if a $150,000 home is a total loss, the typical homeowner would be short by more than $25,000 when the time came to rebuild. Jerry Higgins is with the Texas Department of Insurance. He says keeping your coverage up to date is the most important thing you can do.
That's why we recommend that folks review their policy at least once a year. That's also a good time to review your home inventory to see if you need to add anything to it.
That means making sure that your home's value hasn't spiked and that you haven't filled your house with new things that might need replacing. Hagen says some large insurance companies automatically increase your premium each year to help you keep up. Most don't.
A lot of people will buy a policy when they buy their house, and then they forget about it or they don't look at it. Sometimes they don't even know where their policy is in their house.
There can be problems in the driveway, too. Cars get crushed, and a lot of people don't pay the extra premiums for rental coverage.
Ideally, we would take insurance coverage for all the possible risks that are out there, but realistically, we do have to make choices, so we can't check off every single box.
Lindsay Diaz didn't have coverage to pay for a rental car. When the tornado smashed her Toyota RAV4, she spent more than $1,000 on a loaner.
So it wasn't cheap. It didn't come cheap. So that was out of my pocket.
She spends most of each day thinking about what comes out of her pocket. Since she hasn't finalized a plan for her wrecked home, Diaz tries to save where she can. She's bringing lunch to work and cutting down on childcare. She splits duties with her boyfriend and sister instead of a paid sitter. Right now, insurance covers her rent while she keeps paying her mortgage. Sometime this summer, the insurance money will run out.
I'll have to pay mortgage and rent. It's going to be hard.
This whole process has been hard. Hugging her baby in the bathtub while a storm ripped through. Seeing her wrecked duplex when the sun came up the next day. Living in a hotel for a month, then finding a rental house. And, of course, the nagging worry that she might run out of money, despite having insurance and a full-time job.
What if the price exceeds what they're telling me? I don't have that money, then I need to scramble. And this will be in the future, of course. I'll have to scramble around to try to get a loan or find money somewhere.
Let's face it. Even if a home's insured for double its value, you're never really ready when a storm upends your life. Courtney Collins, KERA News.